Welcome to Ever Beyond, 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 on Wolf Spirit Radio, Ever Beyond Radio, and Tir na Sour in Ireland. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, beyond. Please join us in the chat room at www.wolfspiritradio.com/listen. You're listening to Wolf Spirit Radio. Those guitar players, they get in everywhere, don't they? Anyway, I've got to put a control in there. There we go. Ever Beyond. There we go. Right, now, welcome to Ever Beyond. It's actually 12 minutes past three. I've had some communications issues. There is one computer that seems to be sort of overheating. It seems to be all right when it's in the daytime, but as the evening progresses, the room gets warmer and it starts failing and I lose my Skype. There is a tiny little... I mean, it's a microscopic netbook which is actually able to do Skype. So it has completely saved the day here, and that's why they were able to come straight back in, but they couldn't hear me. But now I have crawled under the table. You know, when I was doing IT, every day, I used to repair, business computers and generally it was to write software. I need to sit at the desk and do things. Every bloody day, something would happen that I would have to go under the desk and crawl in amongst the dust bunnies. And of course, they were smart dust bunnies in those days. In the utter filth to unplug a network cable or to plug the speakers in or something like that. I thought, I don't want to do this. That's why I didn't want to do computing anymore, because I had to crawl under the desk. And so here I am, every day in the last 2 weeks, I have been under my desk, in amongst the smart dust bunnies, being beleaguered by network problems. I've got about six network cables hanging down. Some of them are plugged in, some of them are not, and I have no idea. They're all tangled together. Things have been kind of gone a bit very pear-shaped on that score. So I'm going to have to find a way of figuring this out. Anyway, long story. Long story. It's horrible. And I'm not sure if it's like microwave beams that are doing this. You know, if I'm actually like, oh man, I'm such a truther now. They got me under attack and they're doesn't seem to have done. I really don't think that sort of thing happens to me. It's just a big mess up, and for some reason my main computer is not functioning. It just stops functioning after a few hours, and that is the most irritating. That's the other thing, and that was another reason that I gave up computing. Is situations just exactly like that? Because really, to be honest, brothers and sisters, you know what I want to do? I want to take a sledgehammer and smash this fucking thing to bits. You know, that's the sort of feelings that I have about these. But of course, you know, I'm very reasonable, and I know these things can be repaired, and I have to be patient. So I'm patient. And the impulse is that of the sledgehammer, or just simply putting a pair of boots on with steel toe caps and kicking it around the room might help. I don't want to damage the room. Maybe I'll kick it around the garden. But then I'd have to go under the table to unscrew it all and kick it around. So, I sit here. I think you better call in. 775-773-3431. 3431. Maybe I should figure out what they are on the by on the numbers on the letters. Maybe somebody can do that. You come up, somebody come up with a snappy thing with 775-773-3431. See what letters you can come up with. Play to keep a sledgehammer. Ah, right. Oh yeah, so Dolly's I hope your mum's all right. She's just cracked her hip, and they whipped her in quick as you could say artificial hip replacement. She's got one. And so she's all right. She's the good luck and blessings, Dolly, through that. I am trying to keep an eye on the chat room, but there's all this other stuff that's kind of completely going on. Yes, indeed, you can call me, or call me, and you can call me on Skype. Wolf Spirit Radio? Yeah, it's Wolf Spirit Radio. Just Skype. Skype to Wolf Spirit Radio. It'll get forwarded to me. Actually, I have a UK number. Hey, anybody out there listening in the UK wants to call in? I have a Glasgow number. It's 0141-356-4141. Really easy. 0141. 3564141. Yeah. I used to do jingles. So yes, indeed. So you can call in and speak to me and discuss things we've been talking about. There's a lot of things that have been kind of pressing this week. One of the main things that people talk to me about their issues sometimes, and often I'm having to give counsel on sometimes in my sessions in general conversation. Is people come to me for counsel for some reason. They think that it's it's a good idea to listen to my advice anyway, but actually at least I let people speak, that sometimes is half the problem. Is a lot of people have not been heard. And they're ill. They're desperately ill because they've not been heard, and their bodies are saying, you're not listening to me. Oh, well, I don't listen to anyone. All right. Oh, well, that's why you're ill. And so it's very important to listen, and to listen to people around you, because they're trying to tell you something. But it's not actually the kind of listening that I'm talking about. It's more the kind of listening that Frank Jordan talks about. You listen to what's not being said. You listen to the spaces between the words. You listen to the feelings that are being expressed. It's often very interesting to look at yourself as a something, well, like we were talking with Walt, something inhabiting a body, or indeed, like you said, riding an elephant, riding a horse. You know, the horse has his own consciousness, but it's set in service to you most of the time, unless you're rebellious, in which case the horse gets rebellious, and the horse will be just like you. And that's how our personalities are, and then our personalities reflect in other people's personalities, and that's when it starts getting complicated. Because you forget who's who and whose is what and what's what and all of that stuff. So, we we've been talking about how much grief is around. Even in the question in Simon's show, we were talking about people leaving the planet, people whose people whose mission sorry, I just got a message from Ben. Yeah, I know the audio is fine. The audio is fine. It's just the call in has been challenged, but I got it down now. I've got the computer all linked up, the little tiny one all linked up, so you can call in on these. There we go. And as I was saying, so there's been an awful lot of grief abounding, and so, good afternoon, Herr Rackmeister. Speak to me.
Can you hear me, JP?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, that's good, sir.
So, speaking from
the Netherlands.
The Netherlands. How far from Amsterdam are you?
I guess 100 kilometers or something like that. I'm right about in the middle of the Netherlands.
Excellent. So this is a European call. I like that. It's nice to talk to some Euros for a change, isn't it? I mean, I met you on the forums years ago, you've been checking out all the truth movement since before it was called the truth movement and stuff. Where did you come in with this? What turned you on to all of this?
I think it was in 2006 I became familiar with kinetic science already from Jean-Aline, and 2008-09 Project Camelot and Project Avalon, and from that way it started.
All right, so you came into Ashdene first, and then after that you met Carrie Cassidy? Because she's into that sort of stuff, isn't she?
I found a couple of the materials on the torrent sites, which gave me the opportunity to look into it and do it. And with a little bit breaks in between 2006, 2009 and 10, where more info became available for we the public people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, we need a translator. So I want your past self before you were touched by stuff. You know, what kind of guy was Rackmeister before he was that?
He was just trying to get through life with no much money, but still friends in one city. Living on my own after I turned 18, moved back to Holland from Belgium after 3.5 years. And in that way, just tried to get through life, as most people do. So I was still very much asleep and not aware of many things, and also on my own level of awareness. And always wondering about things, but I could never put my finger on it.
What was the thing that you may have not been able to put your finger on it, but what grabbed hold of your finger and made it point in a certain direction? Because there's always a moment that does that, isn't there?
Well, for me, the big changer was in the summer of 2012, when there was an event ongoing since on the bigger global scale where I had to step in and take over a position, its guardianship in relationship to France, and in that way, call it, I became a guardian in active duty instead of only participating like those other people in kinetic science were doing and working with the light body and spirit body and Raja body and the multidimensional anatomy.
And when you say working with, what are you working? What are you working on, and what are you working towards?
Well, I think people put at one moment. That's like a goal. But at one moment, it does require to first have soul integration, oversoul integration, avatar integration, and then you reach your higher self level, which kinetic science people call Rishi.
And what does that mean?
That means that the dimensions 13, 14 and 15 of this 15-dimensional time matrix we are living in.
15-dimensional time matrix. Is this an organic thing?
It started out as an organic thing, but the Milky Way as we know it originated from M31 Andromeda galaxy and broke off from there, creating the Milky Way. And of course it's billions of years, and when you blow up the gate 12 you remove the source connection for the Milky Way, so then you have a system that's not running
whoa, back up a bit, a few light years back, hang on. Milky Way, M31 Andromeda galaxy is crashing.
Galaxy, correct.
Yeah, the Andromeda galaxy as opposed to the Andromeda
constellation.
Which indeed, when Alex Collier talks about Andromedans, he's meaning the guys from the Andromeda galaxy.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Anyhow, so, and that is M31, and what is happening with that Andromeda galaxy?
In our mainstream science view, they are saying, oh, in maybe 2 billion years, those two will collide again or come together again and eventually merge. That's the NASA scientific model.
Okay, and is that true according to your science?
That depends on the current status of this 15-dimensional Feca, as it's called. You have a Feca and an Eca, and the Milky Way itself is still on full path because of the drama that has been playing out, not just here of Milky Way, but on a bigger level of, call it, interconnecting templates. If you have one Templar, one template, which connects to a bigger one, which connects to a bigger one, then you have a whole big drama.
Okay, so it's what I would call fractal reality, is that our solar system has a drama going on which reflects the drama going on of the galaxy, which reflects the drama going on of whatever the galaxy is a small constituent part of, you know, in the way that things go up and up and up in the trillions. You know,
it's the cosmic clock, and every time it's the same core geometry on which everything is built.
Okay, so there was a trauma. Let's talk about that original trauma. And it's, you say it happens in the 15th dimension, is that correct?
No. I think what you call original trauma is what most people call original sin. And that relates to when Milky Way separated from M31 Andromeda, so it creates two galaxies. So you have a new Templar, a new 12-dimensional system, and the groups from the 11th point wanted to take dominion of the whole thing. And what do? We blow up K12, which removes the source flow connection, and in that way makes it more controllable.
Right, and hang on. Yeah, you haven't talked about gate 1 to 11 yet. What are gates? You know, because you have to remember that nobody understands your terminology. What a gate is, a wooden thing in my garden, right? Okay, a gate is an electronic trip circuit. You know, you see what I'm saying? So, gates 1 to 12. Is it gates? What are gates? And first of all, what are gates? What do they connect? You know, because a gate is a thing that connects two things. Who buggered it up? I think, who made it? Who buggered it up? And who can fix it? That's where I'm in the intro.
Let's see, if there are 12 dimensions and 12 gates, it would say dimension 1, 2, 3 is where we are. That's the gross matter. Gates 4, 5, 6 is density 2, which is semi-etheric. Dimension 7, 8, 9 is fully etheric. And then 10, 11, 12 is liquid light. So four different densities that are separated from each other, but based on the universal and galactic stargates, they interconnect. Not just in one dimension, but also across densities. And with the original sin, it's what in the Bible they put onto man. But it has nothing to do with man having sinned against something. No, it's groups blowing up the K-12. And that is the original sin from where all of the rest of the drama started.
Right. So the blowing up of gate 12 was the original sin. Okay, so who built the gates? Who blew them up and why? What are the consequences and how do we fix it?
As far as I understand it, the gate system was built by the original founder racers, that don't step their own consciousness into creating race lines. And in that way, same way here on Planet, Planet has also 12 stargates. They call it the 12 pylon network. And the pylon network upholds our our holographic Earth hologram. Because without those pylon networks, gates, it could not uphold the frequency of the path we are returning to. And as for the group, in dimensions 10, 11, 12, you have three groups. Blue flame, 12, gold flame, and violet flame. Every single person comes in to this time matrix via one of those three. And it was the group of the 11th point that wanted to take out their opposition, the Seraphai, and the founder races, because they wanted to dominate the whole time matrix. And how do you do that? By blowing the higher dimension up, the gate up, and in that way separating the primal light fields from the 12 dimensions. And if you separate it, you can dominate the lower levels by overpowering it with their frequency.
I see. So there's, and that obviously must have broken the, did that have a ripple effect back down? So like, that's why it's so hard to get from 4 to 5.
Also because, with the big mess it creates and the separation between densities, there is what they call a magnetic repulsion zone with a lock. So you need a key for a lock to go passage from one density to the other. And since we have an anatomy of our body which is multidimensional, they can manipulate those higher levels which affects the physical body or the planetary body.
So you arrange your body to create the key, is that correct? The relationship about elbows, knees, head, create a key, like a different posture, like an asana?
I think it has to do, you can call it a key or a seal. If something is sealed, it must be unsealed to reconnect the flow. And that goes together with soul integration. Soul integration is one density higher, density 2. So that relates to the dimensions 4, 5, 6. So by removing the seal and distortions in the template, you reconnect the flow. And in that way, re-embody your soul level.
Okay, how long does that take to figure out?
I have no clue. I just did my personal work along the way and never really looked at time frames or in that way I would also not be a good teacher because I would also have to look back at the specific materials. Oh, how did I go by it?
So very interesting. So you know, I think I'm starting to get what you've been talking about, Lisa. Because sometimes you come in and say with very technical things, but none of it connects. So maybe when people see you type in the chat room, they'll have a better clue as to what you've been talking about. And so right, okay. So it's the blowing up of the gate now. So if I get this right, there's there was the violet group from dimension 10, the gold group from dimension 11, and
gold is 10, 11 is violet, if I am correct.
11 is violet, right? Okay, and the 12th.
12 is blue flame.
The blue flame. Okay. So this is liquid blue light energy. And so when they talk about, you know, the violet flame of cleansing, that's the 11th dimension thing.
Most of the times you were dealing, what is it? I think the number 7 is the violet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the indigo violet.
Yeah, there would be shades of indigo, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so with a broken gate, we couldn't be rescued. Is that the thing? It's like everybody's kind of locked in this. And what actually is it? I mean, is it like the Matrix where we're all in some part of us is kind of imprisoned in a pod and is trying to kind of express itself through us? What's the reality of it?
It doesn't only stop the D12, what people call the Christ energy, the unified energy, because everything below D12 is polarized. So D12 is unipolarized, not polarized. So it's the Christ energy, and it stops the connection from the primal light fields. And in that way, yeah, it's like you have a mini quarantine because it's disconnected from the bigger, and the energy becomes finite because it cannot circulate the regulatory flow system, the energies that used to flow in the core geometry, how it connects and flows and interconnects.
So if it was a physical body, for instance, what would the function that would be impaired be?
I think from looking at it from the person-to-person perspective, the incarnate, most people are stuck in their chakra 1, 2, 3. And that's where the call it elite or the controllers, whoever, also want people to remain stuck and not have the full, keep it simple, the 7 chakras not fully activated, not working it up and clearing and reconnecting to the levels of self. They want people unaware, not remembered, not connected, not knowing their own power.
So, it's the reconnection of these. So, I mean, here we go. Here we are. Tiny little beings on a tiny little planet through a tiny little star, etc. And yet, is it like there's a tiny little part of us in us that can come all the way back and push the healing back all the way up the dimensions to dimensions 12? Is that the idea?
Yeah, because if a person is here, in 3D as we like to call it, it also implies you at one point downstepped yourself one density at a time. So you have a part of yourself, of your consciousness on soul level, on soul, over soul level, on avatar level. And once you're down here, you have multiple simultaneous incarnations across space-time, where time is basically all in the now. The only difference is the progression of the frequency by which we measure time, linear time. And in that way, by a person standing up for himself and doing the work in the here and in the now, you also enable parts of yourself in the past that did not have the energy available. And in that way, you reconnect. And in the end, it's about energetical reunion. Same way it's about polarity integration. It's not about the choice, light or dark, because the choice is the deception. That's why I can link it back to Duncan O'Vinion. Duncan O'Vinion is a grey walker. Grey walker is in the middle. Balance keepers. So when people go to extreme polarity on both sides, it will not help reintegrating, reunion those parts of yourself.
I'm reminded of the Babylon 5 Grey Council creed, which is, I am grey, I stand between the candle and the star. between the darkness and the light. Whoops, and beside the microphone. Anyway, so I'm trying to get Lyra to call in. Lyra, because she would... yeah, Spirit Bunny, call in. Yes. Lyra has a special magnetism. Yes, indeed. So everybody's taken a vote. Lyra's gonna have to call in now. So she's completely compelled against her free will. but anyway, so Ra, we've got the ability to heal these dichotomies. And the dichotomies are an illusion, and these illusions have been, they're kind of building up like detritus upon detritus. You know, you drop a sweet, and then it starts getting sticky, and then it starts getting fluffy, and you know, it collects stuff on the way and becomes more and more ugly. But these divisions, so. Was it a good idea to blow up the 12th gate? I mean, from their perspective, did it actually work out for them? Was it a good...
No. It may have taken a long time before it was rebuilt, because you can blow up a planet, but the gate in the space-time location remains. And even though it's disintegrated, eventually it can be rebuilt. It took maybe millions of years, but eventually it was remade. Rebuilt. But I can bring something back to the now time status that Simon Parks also talked about, how Earth is on a path now that is different than maybe was possible 10 years ago, and how Earth chose the organic path. And that relates to Earth accepting what Kilondrick Science calls the Crystal River Master Failsafe host, which means that external creation, you also have the middle domains and internal creation. Earth is eventually moving back into internal creation. Internal creation is where external creation was not yet created. And that's the natural organic path Earth is shifting into. So what he is also correct about is, yeah, some people will eventually here die naturally and move out onto another planet that's more in alignment with their template and their frequency, if they not willing to choose the path.
It's interesting we were talking about, you know, people just leaving the planet, job done, or, you know, being ejected and stuff like that. So we got a question by from Barbara Threecrow. By who was it rebuilt?
It was rebuilt by the fundraisers, the Elohai. The Elohai and the Yanas. The Yanas are in the primal light fields. Because Milky Way is even how mainstream science now calls it. We have 11.5 dimensions in this Milky Way. 30 years ago, they were at, there are 7 or 8 dimensions. 10 years later, it was 9. And now they are at, our reality has 11.5 dimensions, which is correct.
How can you have a 0.5? How can you have half a dimension? How can you have, because the dimension is a thing, isn't it?
The difference between the 12 point and the 11 point in a linear line. If you take out one, the remaining dimension of the space, you can put your finger in the middle, which stops at 11.5.
Is the gate... So the 12th gate has been rebuilt, is that right?
That's correct.
By the Elor...
Call it fundraisers, it's simple.
They've come back to fix it. Somebody put a call in to the great cosmic contractor, and they've come and repaired the gate.
Yeah, if everything is energy and it's like a crystal, it's in charge. If you build up back all the charge into the same what it was in the beginning. Into OneNote, you recreate the same core mechanics based on the same template.
So does this mean that as this is repaired, the healing goes kind of ripples out? Where exactly? I mean, could you say that there was a physical location in the galaxy of this game?
Yes.
Where was it?
That would be Aramatana, the double. Let me see how they call it. It's in the double Lyra. It's a it's a double, so 4 stars, 2x2. That's the place in our sky, in the constellation Lyra. As both gate 10, 11, and 12, 10 is Vega Lyra, 11 is Aphaion Lyra, and 12 is Aramatana, the double, as science calls it.
Vega Lyra is the home of the Vegas, is that correct?
I think so.
Do you know if they're a very highly advanced civilization?
I would not know from personal experience, only from my own research. But it also says, if you basically can say, everything started in Lyra. That's the cradle of civilizations. But there have been so many invasions and takeovers of places that I would not be able to say who is where at this current time. That's why when people say, oh, I'm from Lyra, which Lyra? Or I'm Pleiadian, which Pleiadian?
Exactly, because there's like 200 stars in the Pleiades. Hey, do you know much about Semyasi and what her relationship was to the other Pleiadians? And what are they, good Pleiadians and bad Pleiadians? What's the deal with the Pleiadians everybody's talking about? You know, there's Barbara Marciniak. Is she a good guy or is she a bad guy just being slimy?
It's the same Semyasi that Billy Meyer spoke about. That's a fallen angelic group that has been known over the past, that has been involved with many things on the planet. Same way as Galactic Federation has been working from here to 2,000 years ago, and maybe at one point they were Density 2 Council, but so much has happened since that they are no more representing, only playing out their own agendas.
So we've got so who would you, in the exopolitical situation, how, what's the state of play, and what are the sources that you're mining for this?
Well, I have seen the newest workshops from Janadine, which were provided to me by a friend that paid for it, because in my current situation I cannot do much, but still people help, so eventually I get what I need. And that bring that together with, for instance, David Wilcock and Corey Good. Some things I can confirm from my personal experience that some things he speaks about is correct.
Thank you. So, all right, okay. So Spirit Bun has got these questions. She says, I want to know if he knows more about the agenda of those slim green beings. Let's see if she has any more clues there. Are you seeing the chat room there?
I'm seeing the chat, but it doesn't ring any bells to me yet.
Uh-huh.
Slim green beings, maybe mantis mentors, and there are, of course, also a wide range.
Yeah, there's all sorts of mantoids, aren't there? Not just like the mantoids that Simon's part of. Do you know about different groups of the mantoids?
What I do know is dimensional wise, Metagalactic Core 8 Orion, the original Guardians Keepers, was a mantoid race.
And these are pretty large mantoids. This is like bigger than the human size of mantoid, aren't they?
I guess so, because that's dimension 8, so it doesn't relate to our physical 3D reality here in the Matrix about 2 meters or 5 meters, but in energetical body, yeah, I guess from our view it can be 20, 30 meters.
20 meters, yeah, pretty good. But, you know, we've got these Titans as well. Hey, what do you know about the Titans and their relationship?
The Titans and the Titans, those are the white dragons that first fell. And that also relate to Lyrans. Those were the ones that first fell. And they are, at this point, the overseers for the Milky Way on Sovereign Volpat. So Milky Way, in its current status and everything that has happened to it, means it has been damaged beyond repair and it will go sovereignfall, meaning it will, once energy is depleted, it will implode on itself and in that way go into its own black hole. It will not go into another time matrix where in the past gates were connected to full gates, connecting our matrix into another matrix and they feeding of ours. And that all of that has been stopped. And that goes back to 2012. And that's why Frank Jordan also said, oh, how I was thinking it when he was asked the question about the black goo, how on the bigger scale that was stopped. That's correct.
So the so essentially what we're dealing with is a mopping up situation, is that right?
Yes, and some things are still in progress that is on a bigger scale than just the Milky Way. So, yeah, some things are in progress if things can be realigned. To say it simple, if you realign something, you can reconnect it. And if you can, like you said in the beginning, if you can from inside the energy upwards and from outside downwards and reconnect it and break through that 11.5 and reconnect it, yeah, then there is a possibility. But then it would still be that some parts of Milky Way will still go on fault path because, yeah, it's simply damaged beyond repair, and when you pull out everything that can, you have a part that cannot, and that part will go. It will be like Milky Way will have, yeah, maybe it is 2 billion years of lifetime left. But it will be 2 billion years with Christic values and all of the problem groups removed, or they will have to deal with the Titans, the white dragons. And that's why in my own work from 2012 up to now, many groups that were a problem now have accepted the host, and the host is binding, so it's no coming back to it because it's plasma binding affecting all 15 dimensions of the energy bodies. So once they make the choice, it's final. In the past, there were many times, it's called Emerald Covenant, and people joined the covenant and broke the covenant and joined the covenant and broke the covenant however they saw fit, and that is also over.
Right. So now, the chat room is getting quite interesting. It's been great all day. Actually, it's you're a good bunch, you know. I wonder if you've had this experience. One of those green ones have been using my boyfriend as an observation conduit, like watching humanity through his eyes.
It might be if his own template in higher dimensional level is linked to those family consciousness group. I'm sure. Because it's like, say, if that's part of his soul family, then his soul family can connect with him and through his eyes see, because they are part of the same. But that's just speculating based on her two lines of info. And in other ways, sometimes also, say you have a person with black sun coding, which is D10, only 10 strands, means they their own template does not hold the source connection. Now I forgot what I wanted to share with. I lost my train of thought.
Source connection.
Oh yeah. Say you have, because Black Sun is a very familiar term with many people, the biggest manipulation happening to those people is from their soul level group. The person may have the good intentions, but they are being manipulated from soul level. Whereas the person here, it doesn't matter from which race line you come, left, right, up, down, upside, they are all here in a human body with a human template that has the potential of 12 DNA strands, as Simon also speaks about. It's even better. Everything has been upgraded from 12 to 24, because if you want to get out of the VECA is in full status, this 15-dimensional time matrix, you need to get beyond it. So people that do not accept the host and groups in higher dimensions from here to D11, if they think they can do it on their own, that's okay. But they will need to work even harder than it was in the past already.
So.
And yes, for the people listening, do ask questions, because it's always the question that decides the answer. The more specific a question is, the more specific an answer can be given, if I know about it.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just looking at one of Colleen's comments, Bright Eyes, as she's saying, I might be a manta, but I can't remember if I've bitten any of my boyfriend's heads off. So,
Oh, and for Spirit Bunny, it says Emerald Covenants. Is that what people call them? No. There is the Emerald Order, which are the founder races in both Blue Flame, Violet Flame and Gold Flame. They all have founder races. Those are the Emerald Order. The Emerald Covenant is the promise to help those races that need healing in that template. That's the covenant for those races. Like an agreement to help those that want to help. And it was the Melchizedek Cloister that was the hosting family line through which it went. And that has now also ended. They have fully pulled out. And there is now one remaining host, that is the Alhumbra host. And that is what Simon Park says. Earth is on the organic part, which is a total different thing than other planetary systems in the Milky Way. So in that way you differentiate a little bit. And some people will also know Lisa Ramey's work. She also speaks about how it's the end of the Melchizedek hosting, Melchizedek Cloister hosting.
Hang on, can you back up and just explain a few of these words? There's covenants and hoistings and hostings and first of all, I mean, a covenant sounds straightforward enough. Is that like a treaty made by between races? And is this like a group of people came to the council and said, all right, what you got? We got 3,000, all right, we got 25, the kind of thing. I'll do it. What was the sort of, can you describe the structure of this?
Structure of
the way,
what?
I mean, you've got like cover, you were talking about these different words that mean different things when you're talking about them.
Oh yeah.
So what's a covenant, like, and what's a what were the other words that you
A covenant, that there's also a marriage covenant when two people agree to have a marriage, and it has rules and regulations by which they both agree to. That's their contract they make together, and if one breaks the contract, then it's end of the marriage. So Emerald Covenant is helping those race lines that need help, that need bioregenesis, and are willing to do it. That is races that join the Emerald Covenant. And when I speak about host, it is like in biology anatomy, if a body needs healing, you need a host body part to remain alive. Without the host, it would die. So in that way, the host provides the ability to get out. And without the host, you would be here in the Milky Way and be on your own. And when the body template of the person is bound, fixed, gridlocked to the Milky Way, because around every single atom there's a coating around it, a buckyball coating, carbon C60 they call it, that keeps the body and the energetical template fixed, stuck to Milky Way. So it does require multidimensional spirituality work or techniques or working with the energy once you know what you need to work with to step by step release yourself, free yourself. That's why they call it also freedom teachings.
Excellent, and perfectly timed, right? So I'm gonna put on a track now. Just for a break, I need a potty break, make some more tea and stuff. And we'll be back with more very, very way out stuff. Here, this is my band. I'm just blowing my own trumpet, screw it, as I'm just feeling like that today. This is my band playing Comfortably Numb. I know it's a cover, but you will enjoy it. Anyway, hey, there you go. Comfortably Numb by Steel Badge. No, we're not. We're going back to Ever Beyond. Anyway, that was Steel Badge. When was it? 2013, that was, 2 years ago. Ah, I feel better now, I have to say, because, you know, I haven't done that stuff for more than 18 months now, played any music like that, and I tell you, there's a terrific satisfaction being playing it, something of that kind of complexity, and it's like playing in an orchestra, you know, to do something like that. It's such a buzz, and so together, and, you know, in concert, concerted. Anyway, so here we are in, well, we're voyaging around galaxy M31, observing it, bumping into the... Now, so, is it like mitosis, where two cells split? Do galaxies split like cells? What's the deal? Is the galaxy a cell in a greater body?
Only if there's a scientist who is manually splicing it.
Expand, please.
Well, say gene splicing. A gene doesn't splice, split on itself. Only when somebody splices it, you create the parts. If the one was already a whole.
So it's the result of something deliberately done. And is it the blowing up of the gate that causes the galaxies to split apart?
No, that goes before that. That's even a longer history. The history of this time matrix, I think, if I remember correctly, is about 950 billion years. And the blow-up of Armentana D12 was somewhere about 450 billion years ago.
So, as we say in Britain, a sod of a long time ago.
Ridiculously long. Like an example to link it back to what you in 2011 did for me with the ray readings, my 267. So, uh-huh. The seventh ray means I'm already where the rest of humanity is moving into. How does that relate with the personal experience you've seen over the years and learned from all of the interviews and guests you've had? Because in the same way I did one time an email to Gary, who has iCheckYourSoulScore.com with Pendulum, and my soul score was 59. I was a wanderer of type 1. And wanderer in like David Wilcox material means you've gotten out and came back. And when you come back, you take that coding and frequency of yourself with yourself back, of course, and giving the opportunity for that energy to be available again, where in this current Milky Way system, it was not.
Right. So, So, I don't know where I got onto that. Who gave permission? Oh, right, okay. So, Three Crows asking, who gave permission to blow up the gate? You must have been able to order the ordnance from somewhere. And what was it blown up with? How did they do that? I mean, is it like a particular bomb? Is it by any chance a strangelet bomb? made of Large Hadron Collider particles that they've collected in a jar?
I think in scientific terms it would be reversed scalar waves from 11 point to the 12 point and then shattering it. And who gave permission? Nobody gave permission. It was the Anu Elohim who decided to do it. There was the opportunity to counter the attack, but it would have had big consequences for race lines in D10 and D11 that would wiped out complete race lines that had nothing to do with the war. So there would be so much collateral damage that we knew it would be better to allow it, knowing it could be rebuilt, than say it's a boxer and I'm a Mike Tyson and you jab at me and I counter and I push you out. Or like, okay, I'll take the hit knowing that I can recover.
So, the gate's been fixed, but there's a huge, it's caused lots of consequences, as you said. What are the consequences happening? What's the sort of, did it cause a... is this connected with the Philadelphia experiment and the rip in space-time, or is that something completely different?
Yes, that's also related, of course, in a later time stage, but it has to do with creating artificial wormholes, a rip in space-time, and connecting two time matrices that are normally not connected in any way in natural organic form.
Is this fringe as well?
I think some things also relate to parallel Earth, and some things with the alpha and omega grand alignment that all had to do with the alignments with black holes, and basically suck as much energy into there and from there invade into here, because parallel Earth already fell many years ago, and some places on Earth link directly into parallel with vortexes or portals or metatronic black holes. And I think, do you remember with Frank Jordan when he all of a sudden said the name Chelsea, where the person in the chat room was somebody else, and he tried to help Chelsea? That was Danja and me sending out the intention from Frank, can you help Chelsea Floor? Because she worked at Montauk, which was a broadcast station running reverse D10 energies. So she was in the actual facility known in the books about Montauk as the Lady in Black. And Frank Jordan was not able to help because it was, as he said, a transdimensional being entity. And that relates back to the stuff of Montauk. And the wormhole near Bahamas, there are three big ones where those connections in space-time were made.
Fascinating. So that's Chelsea was a was
co-host on the co-host with the Danja from Revolution Radio.
Oh, David Danja, right? Okay, and she
Danja, not David Danja.
David Danja. Danja, not David Danja. Right, Danja.
Danja.
All right. Oh, this is... what radio show is this?
She don't have a radio show anymore. She also stopped in 2012.
Okay. All right. So, can anybody tune into an archive of what you were talking about?
I hope so. Yeah.
Anyway, so... So you kind of brought him into Montauk, and did he know that he was looking at Montauk?
No, I don't think. But the energy that affected her and the being that affected Chelsea's body was electromagnetic, and then that had to do with the physical interaction being in that base.
Yeah, because I think it was Duncan Campbell, right at the end, they did this thing that created this monster just to kind of stop the whole thing happening, to make a chaos, a disaster, to stop all the experimentation there, which was like somehow arranged from the future. Like, this is a bad idea. We need to stop this. Okay, how do we do it? So there's all sorts of time paradoxes in that place. It's amazing, you know. So did Frank get in and get out all right?
Yeah, it was just something he cleared it, but then it came back. Like, oh, this is something different than what he normally deals with. And it also has to do with she herself not being fully willing to heal herself. And in that way, yeah, you cannot help heal somebody when person self is unwilling. You can only change the energy around the person in that way to assist.
So, something you said about 10 minutes ago. About the parallel Earth that had fallen. And when I think about Fringe, it was... And also, you know, it's been depicting in many, many sci-fi shows where they go to a parallel dimension where they're the same, they're more or less in the same positions, but they're much nastier people. Is this what you're talking about, the fallen Earth, fallen dimension?
It has to do with the multidimensional anatomy, and if you have your body, you have your spirit side body, and you have your parallel, which is the antiparticle. You have a particle and an antiparticle. And parallel Earth is the antiparticle of the geometric fractal. And from how I understand it, on parallel Earth, things happen differently. And World War II was won by the Nazis, not the Allied forces. Just as a difference for where we are now here, how we look at our current status.
You know, I can't remember who was saying it, but on one of these parallels where the Nazis won, or where the Germans won the war, that actually things aren't as bad as they are today here. So, you never know. You can never tell. So, parallel worlds, gateways into dimensions.
Basically, what some groups try to do is the same full scenario of the fall of Atlantis, and from then pre-planned it all the way to the 2012 period now here to do the same thing here. And in that way they failed in the same way. I don't know if you know about Bill Ryan's video, The Anglo-Saxon Mission, which speaks about a group in England, high people, speaking about how they want to attain the World War III scenario. And if you need 100 steps, and if 50, 60, 70 of those steps are not realized, the endpoint is not reached. So in that way, they also didn't get what they were planning for, which is a good thing.
Very good thing. So... the Anglo-Saxon mission is a very interesting video. I saw it several years ago, and I think you can still get it on YouTube and under some. I'm sure it's available. Oh, by the way, do you have a website?
Yes, I posted it in chat.
Oh, good.
5 minutes.
And call it out for those who are not in chat.
It's emeraldguardians.nl.au.org.
.eu. Sorry. Yeah. I'll translate. Sorry. So Emerald Guardian.
With an S.
Emerald Guardians. Dot.
NL.
NL.
Dot EU.
Dot org. Wow.
It's a free domain now, so if anybody wants a domain name for their website or blogs on eu.org, you can register for a free domain name.
See, it's eu.org, so it's up under that.
Yep.
So, yeah, so this is a very there's an interesting point. We're talking some, you know, there are people in the chat room saying ascension, and indeed Three Crows saying we're already ascended. It's our reality tells us we're not. So our behavior
at this point in space time, Earth is the place to be, because if Earth is shifting, as Earth has chosen, we are participants on this planet, and you can shift along with Earth or not shift along, and then you will incarnate elsewhere what is more in alignment with their frequency and path.
So the people who are leaving the planet right now, they've completed their form of ascension, or where they're happy to be, you know, is that like, that's where they get off, that's it, that'll do for me?
I'm not really sure. Like, there's also the Grey/Andromis, MIPS, Men in Black group, and they also had an agenda versus all the other groups, and for the other group, they won their agenda. So that's why you hear everything now about Mars and Mars colonies, because some will go there. Because Mars will be better frequency than Earth for them.
For them.
Yes.
So, and, you know, how does that actually physically happen? Do they die here and then reincarnate there? Of course, yeah, they go in the rocket.
Some people
take 15 years to get there, you know.
I think there's a NASA website where you can already register yourself that you want to go to Mars, which will be a one-way trip. And same way, like Alfred Lumont Weber posted an article about something that was signed into Senate last week about how the Senate, US, and international rules do not apply for space mining corporations, which means they are already covering their asses for things that are already ongoing.
Exactly. So when they say we'd like to, it means we've been doing this for quite a long while, and yes, we just want to make it, you know, kind of look all right to you, because we are actually just completely mean. And anyway, I just see Dick Cheney's kind of twisted lips, you know, the way he's got that funny little lip thing. Half of him smiles and half of him like, grrr.
It's same as Obama. Sometimes I'm looking at a thing he's saying on TV, mm-hmm. and he's saying, we are not doing this and this and this and this, and that's exactly what they are doing.
You know, when Obama was on TV, on that Jimmy Kimmel show, and he was joking about the ETs, I believe he actually said everything as a word of truth, but he just said it in such a joking manner that nobody would believe him, because he said, yeah, oh yeah, no, they wouldn't let me say that. they wouldn't let me say that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I think it's also what Bob Dean has spoken about. There are many more security levels above the clearance of the president, of people who are in the know and behind the scenes, and where all the money of the trillions and trillions of black projects go to.
Yes. Well, indeed, it's been many years when everybody was going like, how come there was $300 for a toilet seat? You know, where's that? What's happening here? So it's the contractors who supply A, toilet seats, and B, spacecraft parts. Buy three toilet seats and get a piece of space stuff.
If we would do the same thing with the IRS for our taxes, we would be in big troubles.
Yes, indeed. That's the other thing, is that our taxes, your taxes, the American people's taxes, went to fund the Nazi war machine and presumably also their secret space program.
Yes, because from how I understand it, from info, not just from Corey, but other people also have spoken about it, you have what they call SSP, secret space programs, and you have many of them. You have the UN, you have the this group, that group, but you also have the ancient space programs from civilizations that were here before. Same way, to link it back to something you said earlier about the Vril and Aldebaran. Those were not beings from Aldebaran. Those were from an ancient space program from ancient Earth already. So they were here, and not out there in Aldebaran. And their agenda was to invade Aldebaran, and that's what they exactly did.
So the Vril Society went in to invade Aldebaran?
No, but they were used with, I think they used a disk, and they opened the disk, and the disk was a connection point between here and there, which simply means those groups used the human bodies as a medium to do things that they themselves cannot. So you deceive a person, trick a person to do a thing for your agenda. And in that way, they were also used.
So did that enable them to inhabit the bodies of the Vril Dharma and then get off planet?
I think it will have energetical leftover remnant energy also in the person, because when you're in that way channeling a being, you are connecting that energy body with your energy body, and when you add two codes together, it will blend. Like you throw two puzzles together and then take them out again, you will have parts that will stick to your puzzle, and in that way become part of the gene soup energetical body. Same way as example, look at Bashar. The person Bashar for 15 years ago is not the same Bashar you see today. Because he has channeled so many beings in his full essence that he literally changed. So you are not dealing with the same person no more in that way.
You're talking about Daryl Anker rather than Bashar himself.
Yeah.
Are you saying, you know, he's not the same, but is he not the same better or not the same more degraded? You know, what's been the effect of channeling Bashar for him?
That's a good question. Because some things, like, if it affects your DNA template, your coding gets changed, which means other coding gets added and other groups get access into the body of the person through that coding. It's like you have an original soup and you add ingredients, and the original ingredients that were added means that plant or that being or that group has now access to the whole soup. And the frequencies that go with those beings.
And so Daryl Anker's soup is what?
Contaminated.
is there poop in the soup? Well, I mean, we're always, you know, we're always warned about this sort of stuff. And maybe it's always good to be able to have, I mean, a lot of people say, well, you know, in that case, why watch him? Why follow him? I think that's why you have to watch what happens. You know, we've all got a potential to be like that.
No, it's like Lyra and Alan says, channeling corruption DNA. He became possessed. So that's correct. People are being overshadowed, possessed, and used for that. Whoever the overlord is, that is overshadowing. And in that way also stopping his own healing process of his DNA template by doing what he did. And eventually that was also free will. Maybe not everything totally free, but eventually, yeah, free will, but actions do have consequences. And it doesn't matter if person takes responsibility for the consequences or not. It still has effect.
So very interesting. So just a little bit more about what was behind. So here's a new thing for me, you know, because, you know, from what all of that I've been researching and reading is that Maria Orsic was channeling beings from Aldebaran, and they said they were from Aldebaran, but obviously, you know, they can be from They can be from next door.
You can be in a spaceship 100 kilometers above here and channeling from there, or from the moon.
They could even be in the hollow, in a cavity way beneath there, maybe in a deep underground military base with a voice-to-skull situation going on. But apparently she would speak through him.
Yeah,
it would be like Jay-Z Knight does.
You know. And it was a Templar manuscript which looked a little bit like the old Sumerian. So that's also, again, a giveaway already with what are you dealing with.
Why is that? Did the Sumerians have a secret space program?
No, but if you look at it from ancient history, where you had both Anu lines in Bioregenesis and Seraphire Reptilian lines in Bioregenesis, one part came in via the Sumerian, or the same difference between Egypt, where you had Saqqara and Helion of Helios. Helios was like an Anu headquarter, and Saqqara was like Emerald Guardian's headquarter of the Fountain Races and things. So then you can see a little bit like, oh, Egypt gets invaded by this group and take over the race identity and destroy the old temples and put in their new belief system and their history, where it's all about them and them and them. So that's why I did read the Sumerian Tablet of Creation of Enki, which covers many thousands of years, but that is their personal history, not humans' personal history. That is, of course, what they all try to cover up. That's why many times I say to friends, oh, in our normal school, how we grew up, basically what we were told is before 10,000 BC, there was only cavemen and nothing existed before.
Yeah, that's what they call the accepted dogma, but that's obviously totally untrue. The question is, why are we being taught that? And who's doing that?
Oh yeah, like the Smithsonian Museum group, who also seems to have been involved in many times with keeping info away. Something is discovered and then it's covered up and never heard about again. Because that, if you can control the info and the belief systems of people, you can keep the same thing going.
Control the story and control the people, indeed. And that's been the way of the, well, the predominant mentality. Now, we've been talking. It's all black goo. It's all this consciousness that is driving the people who are what we call the powers that be, or the powers that were, or the cabal, or the Illuminati, or whatever. But whoever you're talking about, there's a negative consciousness, heartless mind that is behind it all.
Some things with the black goo, that is like a year ago and 2 years ago, it was like, I think Andrew also said it, like, oh, notice the big thing in the news, alternative media will be Argons, Argons, Argons. Everything is because of the Argons. Now it's black goo, now it's AI, artificial intelligence. Where Alfred Weber was saying, I think it was 2 days ago or 3 days ago, about, the black goo, AI is even in your iPad, your iPhone, your internet, it's everywhere. That's my view, part of the whole big psyop of AI is everywhere, and AI is source, and AI is love, and it's one big psychological operation and disinformation at this current time. That's how I look at it.
And nanotechnology and chemtrails?
Nanotechnology, I think that has been progressing and progressing recent years faster and faster, and more micro and more micro, which gives more opportunity to do small things. You can use it for the good or for the bad. And chemtrails, that's like, it's so multifunctional in things it's been used. It's not just about creating rain or weather manipulation or military communication or blocking out frequencies from the sun or creating a different energetical fence net around the Earth or blocking ships beaming in and out. It's, yeah, I would say it's part of the net. Net as something that's net around the Earth and creates another boundary, another blockade. And also it's been used to coincide with the HARP technology. Like HARP can bounce off the ionosphere on back onto Earth into one specific place and in that way create friction in the Earth, create earthquakes. And they can only go 10 kilometers deep because the rest is Earth's own energy is more powerful than the beam of HARP. So in that way it can only get to 10 kilometers. That's why when you go to the earthquake sites, you will find many that are exactly 9.9 10 kilometers depth.
I noticed this phenomenon, and I noticed that it was so exact. You know, for many years, you know, I mean, this is like 3, 4, 5 years, I've been watching the RSOIDS, the earthquake map. And it's got this, you know, these little patterns of 10 kilometers, and that just makes very much sense there, Rack.
And do you know Billy? Not
which Billy?
I forgot the last name, not Billy Meyer. He also been many times on Revolution Radio. He's the one who worked installing the radar broadcast with him and his father, 267 installations. And when HARP is active, he goes into a seizure. And his wife died recently, I think. Billy Hayes.
Oh, no, I've not heard of him. Billy Hayes.
Oh, he was at one time on radio and giving information to specific questions. With HARP, it's like, imagine you have, because it's not HARP in Alaska, that is the thing. No, you have maybe, say, 50 different places, locations on Earth where you all have those emitter stations, those beam stations, and they are all controlled from one place. And I don't know, I forgot the name. Phuket Island. And Phuket Island is the control station where they automate, synchronize that all of those beam stations emit into one place, all at the same time, coming together, like an autopilot, but then for the HARP installation, scalar waves. And he gave the info where I asked, because he worked for agencies and signed a non-disclosure contract, so some things he could not say. But I asked him which agency was in control of that base, because the base was given to America, where it was originally a Norwegian island. And it was CIA together with Grace who ran the base, a co-op. And then it changed the jurisdictions to the United Nations who was running the base. And those were the things he could say live on air. Other things he could not say because he is still under signature non-disclosure stuff. So in that way he also had to watch his words. But that info made it onto the airwaves.
Interesting. So, fascinating. And I'm just checking the chat room. And here's a big question that it's the same question that the lady who called into the show earlier was asking. You know, how do you you're coming into this stuff? I mean, you've been here a long time. I've been here a long time. Reading about this stuff, I was reading Nexus magazine in the 1980s, and this is where you start getting this kind of information. And then by the time you get around here this time, there are people who are starting, who are at the same place that I was in the 80s, and like you were in 2006. And and it's overwhelming. And I think the one thing that I have to say is that overwhelm is a very human situation to be in, and it's almost like it's a bug in the software that has been exploited and hijacked, that then is exploited later using those keys, those hooks that have been put in by very early trauma. And you know, that's like ultrasound, things like that. They traumatize a child before it's even got there, and God knows what they used to do with women, you know. You know, even before they had ultrasound, you know, let me just poke this thing here. Excuse me, I'm a living being in here. Let me stop that. Anyway, so we get these traumas that create little scars that then leave us open to being mind-controlled and convinced and scarred later on in life. Do you want to speak to that?
Yeah, it creates a trauma which creates an original point in linear time from, like, the Gnovinian also explains this, in his situations and those people, they traumatize a person up to the point the person breaks, that it either dies or breaks, and then the consciousness splits in two, where you get a sub-personality altered. And they train, code, trigger, train, program the sub-personality altered to do those things, because it's only a small part of the consciousness that gets created. And when you have trigger programming, you can trigger something into activation for whatever means of ends they want. And that was for Duncan O'Finian also a healing process that I assisted him with halfway. The rest he had to do himself. And that had to do with when he spoke about when on his seminar he was something like 30 minutes to an hour fully out of body, not in body. That was when he was doing on the other level the other 50% of his healing work to heal those energetical cords, strings that relate to the trauma, to the subpersonality, because he cannot hear that in his current state as Duncan, because the call it heart trauma line connection goes to the subpersonality, so he cannot hear it from his conscious person. And that's something that's not easy. And then, of course, you have other groups like ritual abuse and blood rituals and dark magic, which also affects the person. And through those rituals, they have access to the person, to your mind, thoughts, and info. And in that way, you can be manipulated into specific probabilities, predictive programming. If you know what a person's going to do, you can direct the person, steer it in one direction, the group agenda wants it to.
That's right.
And I know from Astrid, with many things she worked with, which many times find the original source of the trauma and trace it all the way back and heal it there. And when you heal the start point, it heals the whole line. And of course, when people don't remember, it makes it more difficult to heal the original trauma because it's so far blocked away. Or it's like a computer database, they removed the file to another location without a name, so you don't know where it is, so you cannot access it, so how are you going to hear that?
Yes, it's interesting, but it takes up memory. I've been working a lot on healing that recently, and what I discovered, that it's the memory is not there, but the feeling remains, and the feelings are the feelings that we get when somebody annoys us or when somebody humiliates us or things like that. These very amplified, these unreasonable feelings. You know, sometimes we react really unreasonably to something. And that's often a very strong indicator that there's a sub-personality that is cutting in there and saying, hey, 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 listen to me, hey, 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 did you hear me? Hey, oh, well, maybe next time. So they, you know, there's something that is saying hello there and is, you know, desiring work.
Yeah, and that's inner healing, same way as many people speak about the inner child. The inner child is still there. The inner child has already experienced everything. The person experienced it, but then from a child's perspective, which is also difficult because it has been ignored by most people for so long.
I very much agree. I very much agree. The and this is this is essentially what I'm working on, because we get loss. You know, very very early on, we get a loss trauma. I mean, it can be, for instance, it could be loss of the end of your penis. For instance, that's a major loss trauma that a lot of us guys suffer, And like you say, that creates the template for all of the other tiny, tiny losses that might happen in your life. But, you know, we're made to forget our little circumcision thing and you know, the story that we have to tell. And they say, oh, well, you know, this is because, you know, we're dedicating you to God, or we're making it better for you in your future life. It's going to be cleaner. It's not going to be so smelly. It's, you know, there's all these excuses that cover up your tribal story, your own original story of, this is what happened to my body.
Yeah, it's like the saying, your body is your temple.
Yes.
And you should keep your temple clean. And if you invite many people that trash up your temple, you have a lot of cleaning to do. And that can be a traumatizing event of things that happen. So that has to be resolved. Same way with energy cords with people. Via energy cords is also a way back into your body, which can be used to manipulate you on your trigger. If you are a piano and you know, if I press this button, it will react in this way. So, any questions from chat that go back to the beginning?
Well, you know, I really hope that everybody's got a better idea of what you're talking about. Now some of the context of the comments that you make are understood. That you often speak from almost an extra galactic perspective, in a very mechanical sense.
Yeah, in the same way, like I said, for me it was a big difference when me had to step in 2012, which changed my own perspective onto things. Instead of only being a practitioner and healing my own template, now I was actually directly representing and working in the bigger context of things, of things that were going on global and galactic scale. And yeah, if it means I have to step in, means somebody screwed up. Or something was about to happen, which made me have to step in out of necessity.
So, I'm very grateful for you to step in today. I often like to leave a space. I get this tiny little panic, I have to admit. There's a tiny little panic. And but I do get this occasional space when the sometimes the guest will pull out just really, you know, on the day or something, or you know, I just won't have something booked or anything, you know, busy week and everything. So I like to let the cosmos talk. I like to let the universe speak to me, or the source, or whatever you want to call it, them, her.
Just don't call it AI, because then we're playing into the whole propaganda psyops.
So, thank you, everybody. I'm going to close the show here, and thank you very much, Ra, for hanging out this afternoon.
Thank you, Jesse. It's been a while.
This morning, and indeed. So, thank you very much. Thank you very much, everybody. This has been Ever Beyond. And coming up next is Frank Jordan and the Earth Healers Group. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.